different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Good afternoon to you. It is the second day in the month of December 2022. And guess what? Thank God it's Friday! Oh my God! So, I walked into the office this afternoon and it's beginning to look like Christmas in the office. Gun, gun. Do you understand? Is it looking like Christmas around you? Are you feeling... Can you feel the... What's the word? Can you feel the Christmas vibe, the Christmas fever? Is there any air in your area? Do you want to come and borrow some Christmas air from us? Please feel free to do so. My name is Denise Dennis Walu, and as always, it is my pleasure to share this space with you, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Mondays to Fridays on The Sunny Side. Today, as always, from now up until 3 p.m., we'll be on a conversation journey together. Now, what are we looking at today on The Sunny Side? Let's talk preferential treatment for celebrities. Preferential treatment for celebrities. Some call them influencers. They are, you know, they're a big deal. Preferential treatments. Celebrities and preferential treatments. Do celebrities deserve, special treatment, and why? And should rules be bent because someone is a celebrity or a person of influence? You can join the conversation live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, or calling the studio line 070-0923-0923, and then of course the WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages is 0809-030-6416. So that being said, we're going to commercial break. When we come back, we will start the conversation in full, talking about celebrities and preferential treatment. Once again, this is your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. I am Denise Dennis, and this, of course, is The Sunny Side. Just stay tuned to us. We'll be right back.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On The Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of The Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Let us dive right into the conversation for this hour. Celebrities and preferential treatment. Celebrities often use their fame to obtain an awful lot of advantages in life. Starting from upgrades on airlines to first-class treatment in hotels and restaurants to... Too often we see persons of influence and famous people who feel and act above the law. Sometimes too, they always want to be seen and heard wherever they find themselves. So some time ago, a particular story on a particular blog stated that Uche Jumbo and Ifeoma had gone to a party, and a certain lady walked in together with one of their co-actors. I think it was what's his name now? I can't remember his name. And she just walked in, sat there, and then they had to greet the girl and like Didn't you see us? Can't you greet? Auntie, well done, no. Since you just walked in here and you saw other people and you couldn't say hi, I mean, let us greet you. Obviously, we need to greet you. Sort of that kind of thing. You've often heard some celebrities go to public spaces and they're asking questions like, don't you know me? Do you know who I am? I once attended a beauty pageantry last year. And to my greatest surprise, a certain lady, a very known personality, especially in the beauty pageantry and modeling space, was at the event. As a matter of fact, she was supposed to be one of the judges or something. Or one of the... They call them... Oh, my God. For those of you who've been to pageantries, they are the judges, and then there's another set of people, too. Sub-judges, sort of. And apparently, she didn't have her ticket with her. She was supposed to be allowed to enter now. But then, there were bouncers. And if you see these bouncers, they're big chests and broad shoulders, and, you know, they're very huge, that kind of thing. And then they said, where is her ticket? And she says, don't you know me? Like, why are you behaving like you don't know me? Don't you know me? I mean, don't you know me? Supposed to like, sorry, open and let me pass or let her pass. But those guys were not having it. They wanted to see her ticket. If not, she was not going to be allowed to enter. And then there was a battle of words. She started cursing and insulting. And I shook my head. I'm like, oh, no. I showed them my tickets together with my cousin, and then we walked in. But I kept saying, like, but yeah, you should know her now. In this Port Harcourt, I mean, in this small Port Harcourt, everybody should literally know everybody. I mean, everybody should literally know every celebrity or person of influence in Port Harcourt. And for an event like this, you, the bouncers, should know her. I was at a restaurant that was the day before yesterday, and I experienced something similar, but this time it was quite different. Another comedian was waiting in line to get served at a restaurant, and then I also went to buy food. I recognized him, I hailed him, and then I asked to be served. And then someone comes out and say, ah, I beg, I'm going to serve my gao. I don't want to mention his name. And I know Sabiam, I beg, go, this guy na celebrity be this, so I beg, serve him. Sir, what do you want? You know, they started serving him. Now, yeah, some of them actually want to be seen and heard wherever they find themselves. Now, this is a twist to it. To be honest, yeah, celebrities and influencers have the ability to take a business from obscurity to million-dollar industries in no time. So imagine that celebrity was impressed with the kind of service he received at that restaurant and the food was good. Guess what? He's going to make a post about it on his social media handle. And a lot of persons are going to want to go and buy food from that particular restaurant because this celebrity ate there and attested to the fact that the service is good. One of the most famous examples of this is called the Oprah effect. You all know Oprah Winfrey, right? Basically, if Oprah features your book on her show, that's the Oprah Winfrey show, you are a millionaire. There's no how you want to even say it. Conversely, she cost the beef industry over $11 million. When she said she wouldn't eat the meat again. You can imagine all her followers say, hey, Oprah says she don't go chop meat again. We are not eating meat again, ganga. She cost the meat industry. One woman cost the meat industry $18 million when she said she wouldn't eat the meat again. Now, knowing how much power these celebrities wield, do they deserve special treatment? And why? Why should I give my seat up on the plane for a celebrity? Why should I have a celebrity serve before me? Why should I walk in a space and I see a celebrity and I leave every other person in line and I want to attend to the celebrity first? Why should a celebrity break the law and I'm saying, I better just go. Carry a while I go. I bet I don't want trouble. Just go. You're a celebrity. I'm your fan. I'm your biggest fan. Should rules be bent because someone is a celebrity or a person of influence? Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages is 0809-0306-416. You can also join the conversation on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook handle is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. The conversation is also up on Instagram as well. Instagram is at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH, at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. The questions are very simple. Do celebrities deserve preferential treatment and why? And should rules be bent because someone is a celebrity or a person of influence? And like I said earlier, all these platforms are open to taking your comments. So you do call 070-0923-0923 or you send a WhatsApp message to 0809-0306-416. Or you join the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH or Facebook Nigeria Info 92.3 PH or Instagram Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. So I see a message on Facebook. I'm trying to access it, and I would. Oh, let's take this call first. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. So sorry, we lost that call. Please do well to call back. Okay, so this is the message, and it reads, it's from Emmanuel Eni, and it says, "Not at all. Everybody is equal before the law, no matter your position in the society." Okay, everybody is equal before the law, no matter your position in the society. Interesting. So do you agree with Emmanuel? Someone says, "On or before what time should the ticket winners come to collect it? You have between now and 4 p.m. to come and pick up your tickets." Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Am I speaking with Jennifer?
No, this is Denise Dennis.
Denise, yes. Yeah. Double D. Chinke Daniel Mogeto, welcome.
Chinke Daniel, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. I think for us Africans, I will call it low self-esteem. Because you can imagine somebody like Davido, that we know is from a rich background, asking for people to, donate some money to him, and he bought one Lamborghini Tado, as they call it, worth $300 million. One car.
I know the story you're referring to, but he didn't ask for money to buy the car. He asked for money to clear the car from customs.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. If one can buy a car and cannot clear the car,
it's not like he couldn't clear the car. Come on now.
How can you balance that story?
Tinker Daniels, so, why are you sounding that you don't know what some of these celebrities do just to trend?
What I'm telling you is that I say it is for us Africans, low self-esteem. If we should give any preference to anybody as Africans, it must be the elderly.
The elderly,
because
okay.
I don't see the reason why somebody that is at 50, 60, and because somebody is a celebrity, maybe at the early 20s, then you give that person that preference. What does that look like? That's what I would call African mentality. Thank you, Chinke Daniel.
So you feel giving celebrities preferential treatment is synonymous to inferiority complex?
Inferiority complex, that's it.
Okay.
Low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem. All right. Thank you, Chinke Daniels. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Oh dear. So sorry we lost that call. Please do well to call back. Once again, the number is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Oh no. Nigerian Info, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, this way.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome.
In the animal kingdom, all animals, they say, is equal when we read the Animal Farm. But they say some are more equal than some. Something gave them that treatment. Now look at the Bible. It said that in the house of a king, there are vessels, and some are unto honor, some are unto dishonor. Because the way they position them. Now, these people we call celebrities. I mean, the millions of people, they came out with their ingenuity, with a creative act, maybe in singing, in dancing, in acting, mention it. They stood aside, out of the crowd. That is an honor which they have gained for themselves. Now, people look up to them. People listen to them. They have followers. They have believers. So whatever they do, people want to do like that. People just want to accept it because that is what the celebrity has done. So this influence is always there. So if you find them in the airport, even those in the airport give them that treatment. Now, not just to respect them because they are human beings, but to honor them because of their exemplary and exceptional character. It's not easy to release one song for the song to blow. Try it. I will take you to studios and see a lot of songs that were recorded during this year. Only few came out here in Port Harcourt. Many artists came out. They went to the studio. They did not sing the song, but nobody heard it. But you that your own managed to float, that is to tell you that you have an anointing. Mm-hmm. There is a grace upon you.
Wow.
Nobody can fight it. Nobody. Look at our brother Timaya. Look at the songs he make. Look at the story. I was there, three to star, there at the Menendaring. The former cultural center that was demolished.
Before the Creek Road Market.
Exactly. Before everything, we were there. That was even when I was learning how to shoot video on these HDS camera. We were all there. But Grace saw him. The name Timaya is an household name. And you want to treat that person like a commoner? That he doesn't have moon now, it's not possible. It's not just possible. If they can be some vessels unto honor, I mean, they are not saying human beings, vessels unto honor, some unto dishonor. How much more we as humans?
Hold on, Mr. Zion. What about the content of the person's character? It goes beyond being a star. It goes beyond singing a song and the song shot you into limelight. What if you have a stinking character? I mean, we all know that we have encountered some celebrities.
That is why in the public environment, they try to preserve them so that they don't exhibit this character outside.
They
rally around them so that their bad attitude should not be seen in the public. They rally around them so that those deficiencies cannot be noticed. See, you made mention of Winfrey, what she said about the meat industry.
Yeah.
Look at what it cost that industry. Now imagine what somebody, one superstar may say about a particular product, what it will do to that product. So when you see people surround these people, try to give them professional.
Okay, we cannot. I'm sorry, I'm holding you longer than. But we cannot compare we cannot compare what opera embodies. I mean, she's like a mentor, a coach. She's several things to several people. if we want to draw the comparison between her and some of the celebrities we have in this part of the world, a lot of people will choose her. Except, of course, the youths that do not have a direction, that just want to, you know, be
no, that is your opinion, no.
I'm just saying.
Have you forgotten this a group they call the Malians?
Yeah, exactly. The example I wanted to give. A lot of people have stopped wearing belts, and they call themselves Malians, and they say, "Why are you not using belts?" They say, "Because I'm a Malian." Is that a good impact? And if I should see Naira Marie now, I should start saying, "Oh yeah, come and sit on my studio microphone." Then you are making a lot of youths not to wear belts. I'm sorry, but.
See, that is the problem. Now, even in Sanzu, people never respected before. Now, you have a nation that believes in him.
Okay.
You like it or not. So, that is why from the beginning, when the Bible said, train up a child, it's a word that we don't take for granted. That is the hallmark. If everybody would have been given that parental training, most of these abnormals will not be registered in the society.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Zion. So it doesn't matter. So I should not come and wear belts. And then the person telling my child not to wear belts, when I see him, I should not be jumping up and down and giving him preference. Anyway, do celebrities deserve special treatment? And why? Should rules be bent because someone is a celebrity or person of influence? If you see a celebrity doing something wrong, you say, no, leave him, not celebrity, or you know, they disobey traffic laws. Policemen will see that and say, "Hey yo, where don't Timaya? Oh, Matala! Ah, Matala, where don't anything for the boys?" And this person just disobeyed traffic rule or traffic laws, as it were, or skips the queue. And they say, "Ah, you know they see who be that? You know they say no, Matala be that? You don't know that that's Genevieve." You don't know that that's Kanayo or Kanayo. You understand? That kind of thing. Should that happen? Nigeria Info. And yeah, what's happening to my phone line today? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Turn off your radio set, please. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Samuel.
Samuel, you're welcome.
Talking about who is being banned for celebrity, I don't buy it because they're also human beings. Are you getting me? They're also human. So I don't see the reason why you should be blamed because of your influence. Because you having a follower means that you have to do the right thing.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
You have to follow the rules and do the right thing. So why would you be blamed because all of a sudden you turn to a celebrity and the world is revolving after you? So I don't buy into those rules, but giving them the appropriate right, like, because they hide they are in life, you understand?
Mm.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, so bending rules, because you're a celebrity, I don't buy into that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Nigerian, for good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
It's Denise, not Gabby. Good afternoon.
Oh, Denise, don't mind me. Bending rules, I think they should even be punished the more because they are celebrities. a lot of persons, a lot of people's lives depend on them.
Mm.
Hello?
I'm with you. I'm here with
you. Yeah, so if it's like by pricing that somebody disobeyed a traffic rule and the person has to pay 1,000 naira, if you call yourself a celebrity and put that people are looking on to, you should pay 200 naira.
Yeah.
Also in moral environment.
Okay.
Like this kind of pretense of preservation is even the problem we're having in this part of the world. Yes, okay. We always make reference of Western world. I tell you, if the president of the United States do something silly, will anybody preserve the person? It will come up in the limelight and they come and see scrutiny there. So, and that is how society is supposed to be like. For example, we that are parents. Why are we called parents? Because you are leading. who have children. So if we are misbehaving, what is expected of our children? So for me, that's not like a special treatment. If you have brought yourself in a broad daylight, you need to be scrutinized. And you should be ready to make sure you follow the rules. So, yes, you are a celebrity. And mind you, even before you, why you are crossing a bit, because people see you as maybe you are doing something good, not in a negative sense.
Okay.
So that is even why you got to where you got. So if you get up, if you get that ladder and you want to start misbehaving, definitely, I think your title should be stripped. And that's my own point. Thank you
so much. This message on WhatsApp says, absolutely no. Everyone must be treated equally. To them, that is, celebrities must learn to be humble for people to emulate their character. They are role models to some persons. Dixon from LMA sent that in. Heidi, it is not right for anyone to give up his or her space or place for any celebrity, be it a comedian or musician, so just to please that person. It is foolishness on the high side. For me, I value footballer than any of these people that disrespect their fans. David from Waterlands. Footballers are also celebrities now. Come on. If Lionel Messi comes here now and says, ah, Denise, off your mic. Turn off that mic. I want to come and talk. Shouldn't I turn off my mic? Because it's... Do you know Lionel Messi? Or Cristiano Ronaldo? Or Mbappe? Oh, Haaland, oh, Jesus. These people are big. You understand? We need to go on a commercial break, John. When we come back, the conversation continues. To stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria in 5FM.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to go through your messages now as we try to round up a conversation. Where was I? Good afternoon, Denise. No preference should be given to celebrities except in case of emergency. If not, everybody should be in line and wait for our turns and not the other way around. Rules shouldn't be broken because of celebrities in Nigeria. They don't even know whether their fans exist or not. Round face for Rimekini. Good afternoon, Didi Welex. In this part of the world, it is permissible to waive the rules. No bouncer can see former Governor Odili, for example, in an event and ask for his ivy. But former Prime Minister Boris Johnson was booted out of his office, and one of the charges was that he disobeyed COVID-19 rules in his government put in place. How about that? Ogu Justice Ojoni says they are largely living above their income and it's economically stupid. Human beings remain human beings. Preferential treatment is an illusion. Interesting. Unfortunately, this is all we can take on this conversation. Thank you so much for being a part of the conversation, to all those who were able to get through to us via the phone lines, and to those who were able to send us messages via the different social media platforms.